We've got one lithograph of yours, 1969, entitled Alan with Hat.
Sorry?
A Man,
Man with Hat,
That's only a descriptive thing. You didn't give it a title.
No, I think I didn't title that work. It was an opportunity to do my first lithograph, and it was with Janet Dawson at a workshop that Gallery A set up, I think, in 66 or 7 or 8. I'm not sure when they did that, but it was at a storeroom or something about 100 yards from Gallery A.
Uh-huh.
And Powditch was working there,
yeah.
And Janet was working there, and they had a couple of technicians, and it was mainly for Gallery A artists, and I was Gallery A artist then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Guy Stewart and I went up and did a lithograph each.
Uh-huh.
And it really was a finding out experience for me.
Your only lithograph?
I've done some since.
Uh-huh.
I've done some since now that in the last couple of years, I've done several editions of lithographs. Printed by John Robinson, who prints Fred Williams lithographs.
Mm. Mm.
And they're more serious. Yeah. I don't want to be cynical about this work because I'm pleased that it's part of a collection or whatever, but it really was a finding out lithograph. It was my first.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything about the medium at all. So as far as I was concerned then, it was drawing on a prepared plate with a crayon.
Uh-huh.
That was it,
yeah.
a drawing. And it really was a very strong, surprisingly enough, Antipodean image.
Uh-huh.
You know, a Blackman, Boyd, Percival image with a Balderson hand.
I see. Uh-huh.
And I think back about it nostalgically, but I don't think it's very important work.
I see. It was drawn directly onto the plate. Stone or
no, a plate.
Zinc?
A zinc plate, a prepared plate.
Yeah.
And the only, I think, technical experimentation we did with that print was we printed it on gloss paper. Which is not usual. You usually print any print on an opaque surface.
Yeah.
This was printed on some very glossy, almost cardboard thickness paper, which gave it a surprising feel to it because all the white areas were shining.
I see. Now, you've mentioned several editions you've done since. Where were they done?
Well, John Robinson was working with TechniSearch, RMIT. And they worked with TechniSearch worked with Olsen and Blackman and Fred Williams and several other people in 1976-77. And then John Robinson, George Balderson and Les Cossatz then started Drachma Press in West Melbourne, and my prints were done with TechniSearch.
I see.
My next prints, 1980.
Yeah.
Will be done with Drachma Press probably in February.
Uh-huh.
But printmaking is not my medium.
It isn't.
I think, to be honest, it's a way of probably letting some young people especially have access to, say, purchasing my work who couldn't afford to pay what I think the major works are worth.
Yes.
And I always like the idea of someone like a student who really does respond to the work, who could never afford to buy a painting, having something like a lithograph or whatever.
Yeah,
that's the reason. I'm not doing it for the money.
So you're not
or
really
I'm not a printmaker. I'm not a printmaker.